2 years ago today, Antoine Rose was shot and killed by a white police officer in East Pittsburgh. Rose was a teenager, black, and unarmed. Another local black teen, Christian Carter, was a prominent figure in protests 2 years ago and has helped to organize more recent marches against police brutality. Carter spoke with 90.5 WESA's Onlie Herring about how the reaction to Rose's death provided a foundation for today's protests.
We were not seeing youth show up in the streets at the way that they're showing up today in Pittsburgh. Like, there's so many youth organizing right now, and I think it really is a testament to the work that was done 2 years ago, is that a lot of these youth showed up to those actions 2 years ago for the first time.
Well, another big takeaway from the more recent protests that are still happening today is that racially, there's been a lot more diversity, and geographically, we see protests popping up in some really small towns and some rural areas, and even across political affiliations. Does that matter to you? Does that feel like it is significant progress from your perspective?
I think it is the bare minimum. I think many folks will find that answer aggressive, but this is the bare minimum. It's very hard for me to commend you for doing the bare minimum. You know, we have all these different brands coming out saying Black Lives Matter. How many Black people do you have on the executive board? So yeah, you can show up, you can march, you could donate, but what all is that doing if you're going to go back home and allow racism to still play out?
Right, turn it off when you want to.
Yeah, you can, and I think that is privilege. That is privilege, you know. People who are not Black have that privilege to turn it off.
One difference between local protests here this time around compared to protests 2 years ago in the wake of Antoine Rose's death is that a couple of them have led to dangerous confrontations between protesters and police. Now, there's debate over who instigated the violence. The consensus on both sides seems to be that it's a small group of protesters that is responsible for the vandalism and looting. Mm. What are your thoughts on those things, and how do they affect your ability to succeed in your mission?
I have struggled with this idea a lot. All across the country, we have seen agitators show up to a lot of these actions and not listening to Black organizers, and they start causing mass destruction, and they start they're taking away from the actual message that we are trying to say because they're not listening to Black organizers. But that is not to say that Black people have not been doing it too, because we are angry. We have every right to be angry. If all the Black moms in America wanted to go into every single Target and loot it and burn it up, I would not care. I'm not going to tell people how to react to seeing their brothers and sisters being killed in the street. What I do say is to the white allies, these people who call themselves allies and who are causing confrontation, is that if Black organizers are not calling for it, if you are not in collaboration with Black organizers, then you are continuing the problem.
These issues you're taking on, they're so pervasive and entrenched. So what keeps you going and fighting for change, especially when so much of it is out there in the public eye?
Standing really on the shoulders of my ancestors, recognizing that this is a long fight. There were millions of people before me. There are millions of people standing with me, and there are going to be millions of people after me, and that this is so much bigger than me.
That was protest organizer Christian Carter speaking with reporter Onlie Herring.